is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. What's up? This your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unk, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unk podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unk, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. You know how you know you are doing exactly what you were meant to do in life? Is that you are ridiculously excited to get to work every day. And that's how I feel every day, and that's especially how I feel about doing this podcast. I feel like every time I begin a show, what I want to say, and do sometimes say, is this is the perfect topic. And guess what? This is another one of those days. Could not be more excited to bring this topic to you, to talk about it. It has just about everything that this show is about in it, with a major publication putting out an article that's going to confuse you. And it's a major publication. And it's the same stuff over and over again. And I'm going to break it down and just pull it apart and just poke holes all over it. Now, let me say this. I am fortunate, worked really hard for this. But one thing I never wanted to do in this industry was have to write articles that I didn't believe in, essentially. So in other words, if I just wrote, I have many different things I do in this business. And one of the reasons is so that I can have the freedom to write and talk about and do videos only on what I believe. And that's challenging. If you're a writer, a contract writer, and you have to turn out several articles a day, that many people do in the fitness and nutrition world, that that's their only job and they're writing for a website, that's a challenge. That's a challenge to do every day and to get clicks and to get people to read it. So I'm giving them an excuse, but I get it. But I have to say this. There are those who write those articles to get the clicks, and there's two things going on. Some know what they're doing as far as the misinformation. Most don't. Most don't. And here's the two big problems. They either have one or both, and it's usually both, that they don't understand the exercise science, and that's the vast majority. They don't have the background, the education. And then they have their personal biases. And that is a huge problem. And I've dealt with this when I've been writing books with different, you know, people who are involved. It's a challenging industry when the people who are looking over, editing, producing, come in with their biases and with their lack of education, lack of understanding. So we go in knowing that, right? Lack of scientific background, huge issues. Lack of bias, huge issue. So this article, the title is "The Best Type of Exercise: A Blood Test Holds Clues." Right there, the best. Yep, we're going to click on that. Wait, there's a test? There's a test to tell me what's the best for me? Oh, that's awesome. Here we go again with the best. Here we go. All right. When we come back, I'm just going to shred this article. And it's easy to do for me, but it's really difficult for the vast majority of people to understand what is going on. But I'm going to show you. It's a huge part of this show. I will be doing this when I find an article, especially, by the way, in a really well-known publication. I come across a lot of really bad, bogus information, but if no one's reading it and it's not really applicable, it's so out there, who cares? But this is important. This is a major publication, and it's got all the elements that we talk about so frequently here. The best. And excuses and science, but not really, and non-responders. Non-responders. Let me say that one of the first letters to the editor that I had published was in this very publication almost over 20 years ago, and it was about non-responders. It was an article that said there are people that exercise and will not see any change. Any. And I said, that's garbage. And that element is in this article as well. All right, let's get right to it. Quick break. We will be right back.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Okay, the best type of exercise, a blood test holds clues. So you could, you know, say, go easy on them because it says holds clues. It's not saying definitively. Oh, but they get specific in the article. They get specific. And the subtitle for this article is researchers are studying the proteins in blood to learn why some of us respond to certain forms of exercise better than others. Right away, what does respond mean? What does respond better mean? Respond better. Now, let me say, there are 3 major issues I have right off the bat. Right off the bat with this type of article. 3 major problems. Number one, it gives people another reason to incorrectly explain away your lack of results or their lack of results. Incorrectly. Oh, it's my genetics. I don't have the right information. Garbage. If you raise your heart rate and you lift heavy things, you will see results. End of story. That's called the overload principle. It's everything that exercise science is about. Can you get greater results and different results? And what do those mean? What are they testing for that I will get to that will probably blow you away when you go, really, that's what they're talking about here? Second huge problem in this day and age, especially that I have with this type of article, is it opens the door, it opens the floodgates for charlatans to make money off of this. I'm going to sell you a blood test. They're already out there. I get inundated daily with people wanting to be on this show as a guest, doing just this, selling this type of product. With a lot of letters after their name, by the way. And some huge followings. And if I were someone who needed to make money and had no ethics, as many do in this industry, I would have them on. And then they would share and they benefit. And then they would, you know, have people click. Oh, no, I am not giving a forum to that stuff ever, ever. Unless I am going at them and it's not the format of the show. It's like the Seinfeld episode where Kramer had the talk show and changed it to be confrontational. No, no. But that's a huge issue today, opening the doors to sell you something at a ridiculously high price. And then what's going to happen? You're going to do it. You're going to feel like you didn't accomplish something after you do what they said. They're already out there. All of these different workouts and diets based on specific genetic criteria, A, that they don't even have the research. It is in such its infancy. And again, when I talk about what they are looking for specifically in this study, it will start to shed light on that. Okay. And finally, it doesn't take into account human behavior whatsoever. So in other words, we look at your genes, we look at your DNA, and let's just assume that that's correct. That they say, you know what? You should do burpees every day. Or you should eat this specific type of food every day. And you detest both of those things. You're not going to do it. So we need to be less specific and more individualized, but not in the way that they are saying. All right. So had to get those three out of the way right away. And then what I'm going to do is just pull apart. I think I have six different passages, quotes from the article, and it's going to show why it is so flawed. All right. So again, article subtitle, researchers are studying the proteins in blood to learn why some of us respond to certain forms of exercise better, respond better. Again, so many people are just going to stop there. Oh, some people, because of things in their blood, are getting greater results. That's why my friend is losing more weight than me. That's why my friend is exercising and losing more weight. That's pretty much what we're talking about here. That's not what this study has to do with at all, okay? But most people aren't going to go there. They're just going to go, I shouldn't exercise because I have in the past, in a flawed way, probably, following some bad program, and didn't see results. Okay. First quote, though. That was the subtitle. First quote, if we all begin the same exercise routine tomorrow, some of us will become much fitter, others will gain a little more in shape. I don't know what that means. And a few of us may actually lose fitness. What are they talking about? If you exercise, you are going to lose fitness. The same program. So not some crazy program. So what they're saying is, again, three groups, three, you know, different subjects, groups of subjects, study. Some will get fitter. Well, that makes sense. And I'll explain why. And it does have to do with genetics. Of course it does. Others will get a little more in shape. And some might lose fitness. Now, what does in shape mean? Does that mean muscle? Put muscle on? Does that mean lose weight? Does that mean functional fitness? Does that mean they're stronger? What does lose fitness mean? And again, contradicts nature, contradicts one of the, you know, exercise physiology 101 principles. Your body adapts to any stressor it puts upon it. So you're saying it doesn't adapt? We wouldn't survive. Those people wouldn't survive. Evolutionary, you know, in an evolutionary way. All right. Quote number two, the study needs replication and expansion, of course, but represents a meaningful start towards a blood test to indicate the best type of exercise for each of us. Sounds like it was funded by one of these companies that is trying to sell you this test. The best type of exercise for each of us. I mean, sometimes I wonder if some of these writers, the highest levels, are getting paid by these companies. Because that's nuts to me. The best. The best type. For what? For what? Third quote's tied into this one. Third passage. And if we can expect to gain more or less, here we go, benefit from the same workout as our spouse, offspring, or other training partners or rivals. First point, two I'm going to pull out of here. Stop comparing yourself to others. So this is where genetics, of course, make a difference. Some people have more fast twitch fibers, low twitch fibers. Some people are endurance people as a result. Some people are sprinters. Some people have, you know, a body type that is better for swimming. Some people have body types that are better for, you pick it. Lance Armstrong, if you know, there was a great article, I think it was Outside Magazine or a magazine like that, that broke down his body and did the same thing, by the way, with Thorpe, the swimmer. They have femur lengths, wingspans, you know, biomechanically, physiologically, they are perfectly suited to do what they do. So of course, genetics are involved, but not when it comes to gaining fitness, to getting benefit. And as I said in the article, my letter to the editor to this publication, I had yet, even, you know, this was at the start of my career, but I'd yet to meet a non-responder. I'd yet to meet someone who came to me as a trainer and a coach on a consistent basis that didn't not only see results, dramatic results based on their goals and how consistently they showed up and what they did outside as well. All right. So stop comparing yourself, because of course there are differences, but what does the term benefit mean? If we can expect to gain more or less benefit from the same workout, every single workout counts. Every single workout has a myriad of benefits, dozens and dozens, psychologically and physiologically. So should we say the same about learning? So let me just take the same quote and change one word, okay? So their quote is, if we can expect to gain more or less benefit from the same workout as our spouse, offspring, or other training partners or rivals. Okay, so should we rephrase it and say, and if we can expect to gain more or less benefit from the same amount of study as our spouse, offspring, or other training partners or rivals? No. Yes. Of course. Of course. There are genetic differences. And here's the science. Here's the fancy sentence for what the researchers, what we're talking about here, if you're an exercise physiologist, we're looking at the role of genetic variation and gene exercise interactions in the biology of adaptation to exercise. That's like the fancy way to put it. But it's dumbed down. It's made confusing. And it does those three things that I said at the beginning that are really, really negative. Gives people another reason to incorrectly explain away their lack of result and do not start in the first place, many people. Opens the door for charlatans to make money. And it doesn't take into account human behavior. Really important. So stop comparing yourself to others. Just get your exercise, start your routine. It's about you. And what benefit are we talking about? Quote number four, parse the study data. And what they're referring to here is pretty much all the studies in this realm. And I'm going to actually talk about, obviously, the study they're referencing specifically, but here they're talking about study data in general. Parse the study data closely, and you can find a dizzying gamut of reactions from outsized health and fitness gains in some people to, makes me want to vomit, sorry to be so, to none in others. And they have to go a step further in the article. Parenthetically, they say, the same is true of responses to weight loss programs. Awesome. Couldn't stop there. Couldn't say that, yep, not only might you see no results from your exercise, but eating healthy too. Eating healthy, you're not going to lose weight. Oh my gosh. My heart rate's starting to go up. which means it's a great topic. Let me break that one down. I got 2 points here I want to pull out. First of all, these articles in these highly regarded publications, although even that's changing over time, they use really vague language, and for a reason. Again, oftentimes the author has no idea how to read the studies and the exercise science, but what's a dizzying gamut of reactions? Study it closely, and you can find a dizzying gamut of reactions. What is reactions? What type of reactions? What are we talking about here? Well, they go on to say, yes, outsized health and fitness gains. What are gains? Is that strength? Is that cardiovascular? And again, there are so many benefits. We're comparing things we should not be comparing. That's where I'm getting to. But again, then they finish by, and none in others. So that's where you just lost me. Because of course, you're going to see different levels of gains based on genetic markers, predispositions, makups, of course. But none in others? Vague, unscientific language. All right, two more. More intriguing, a separate set of 102 proteins. Oh, here's where we get specific. And then we're going to get into the study because it leads us perfectly there. From the article again, more intriguing, a separate set of 102 proteins tended to predict people's physical responses to exercise. Higher and lower levels of these molecules, few of which overlapped with the proteins related to people's baseline fitness, prophesized the extent to which someone's aerobic capacity would increase, if at all, with exercise. Now we're getting there. Now, buried. This is the fifth quote I pulled out. And it wasn't, I left a bunch out. So buried deep into the article, and it's still at a scientific level most people won't understand. Then suddenly they got specific. Prophesize the extent to which someone's aerobic capacity would increase. Aerobic capacity. So here's the study that they reference that no one will click through to. Human plasma proteomic profiles. I love these terms. Indicative of cardiorespiratory fitness. I'm going to read you the whole abstract really quickly. Okay? Maximal oxygen uptake, VO2 max. That's what we're talking about. That's what they're talking about. Aerobic capacity, VO2 max, is a direct measure of human cardiorespiratory fitness and is associated with health. I'm not going to read you the whole abstract now as I look at it. You don't need to hear it. But here's parts. However, the molecular determinants of inter-individual differences in baseline VO2 max and of increases in VO2 max in response to exercise training are largely unknown. Here we measure 5,000 plasma proteins using an affinity-based platform, blah, blah, blah. Okay, let me figure out here, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's enough. That's all you need to know. VO2 max. VO2 max. What is VO2 max? VO2 max, the Oxford Dictionary defines VO2 max as the maximum or optimum rate at which the heart, lungs, and muscles can effectively use oxygen during exercise. Hence, it is most often used to evaluate an individual's aerobic capacity. Okay, here's what VO2 max is for those of you who have no idea and probably don't care. Basically, VO2 max is for endurance athletes, athletes in general, but especially endurance athletes. So if you have a high VO2 max, you are going to perform better at endurance races. I was tested and my genetics are good, really good, really good. It's a testable number. So then the question is, how much of that, your VO2 max, can you train? Different percentages, but let's say upwards of about 50% of your VO2 max is trainable, and 50% is based on genetics. I'm going to take a quick break. Here's the line that I use and others use often when it comes to VO2 max and being a great athlete, especially an endurance athlete. If you want to be a great athlete, choose your parents wisely. So yes, of course, what they're looking at here and response to exercise baseline, and then what you get out of it, when we're talking about aerobic capacity and VO2 max, that the vast majority of you couldn't care less about. I mean, I realize when I start talking about triathlon and marathons and ultras and things like that, there are people listening, of course, who are into that. Vast majority couldn't care less because you want to lose weight, you want to look good, you want to not have injuries, you want to not have aches and pains. So your VO2 max is irrelevant for the vast majority of people. Now, we can correlate that to higher VO2 max. They do go into the studies about longevity. Not worth discussing here. Not necessary. Not necessary. Okay. So when you read way into that article, when you start to pull it apart, when you actually go to the study and look at what they're looking at, it's VO2 max. Now, quick break, final break. When we come back, I'm going to pull it all together. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Okay, such a great example of what is wrong with exercise and nutrition information. Why you are so confused. One of the top publications consistently putting out articles like this. And putting science in there so you go, oh, this is correct. But what is correct? What is correct? Gamut of reactions? Respond better? VO2 max. So basically, people, remember when you had gym class and you did field day and you got tested and all that stuff? Yeah, some kids were better at certain things. That's genetics. That's aerobic capacity. Some people can run really far, Forrest Gumps. Some people are sprinters. That's genetics, of course. But now this is muddied into not respond, gain little fitness. Yeah, you're not going to become Lance. Many people just aren't. But before this, I'm going to close this out by saying your genetics are not the be all end all. Just like with nutrition and people saying genetics, gaining weight. No. The same holds true in exercise and nutrition. That when you do the right work consistently, you can achieve amazing things in spite of your genetics. Okay? Let me read you a quote. So this is in the Journal of Physiology 2008. The study was endurance exercise performance, the physiology of champions. This is what we're comparing. This is literally what this study is talking about. And I pulled one quote from this study for you. There are a number of studies showing that key elements of the response to training in sedentary persons is widely variable. Yeah. And as a genetic component. Yeah. There have also been reports suggesting that common single nucleotide polymorphisms might be overrepresented in either groups of elite endurance athletes or in sedentary subjects that respond most to training. Again, what are we saying here? There are people that are predisposed to have high VO2 maxes. And one of the highest tested ever was in the 90s, cross-country skier. Generally speaking, over 70, awesome for endurance sports. One final quote I pulled about all of this: while we may not all be blessed with a VO2 max of 85, we all have the potential to get stronger and more efficient. Let me read that again. We all have the potential to get stronger and more efficient. Not that you're not going to respond, that some people don't respond at all. Some people don't gain fitness. Every time I say that out loud, it gets me angry because it's not true. How many of you who have started a walking program said, you know what? I started walking. I don't feel any stronger. I don't feel like my walks are easier. You have those days. Don't get me wrong. I have those days. Everyone has those days where you go, I've been training really hard. And then you go out for that walk or the run or the bike ride or the swim and you go, I feel like I'm just starting out again. Everyone benefits. Let me read it one final time. While we may not all be blessed with a VO2 max of 85, we all have the potential to get stronger and more efficient. So, of course, genetics play an important role in human variation and exercise behavior, especially when it comes to being a competitive athlete at the highest level. Genetics play a role in cardiovascular and metabolic adaptation to acute exercise, to regular exercise, of course. But these are oversimplifications. These are articles that have no understanding of the exercise science, especially when they take it to the, some people will not only, this is the first time I've actually read lose fitness. I don't think I've ever read that. Now, the only way I can think as an exercise physiologist that you lose fitness is overtraining. That's what jumps out immediately. I'm not sure what they're referring to. What are you measuring? VO2 max? You're losing VO2 max? So let me give you a final takeaway here, because again, genetics are not about whether or not you're going to succeed. Sure, it's a factor, but training is so much more than that. Every professional athlete will tell you that. Give them someone with decent genetics and a better work ethic, and they're going to succeed. I just did a commercial shoot out in LA a couple days ago with a guy who rode in the Tour de France. And we were talking about VO2 maxes. Perfect time, I thought, to do this show after reading that article. Came out just a couple days ago. And he told a great story that when he went to, and he rode with Lance Armstrong, did the Tour de France a bunch of years, but he got tested. And his VO2 max was not over 70. And he said everyone else in his group on the tour for US Postal had a VO2 max over 70. And they put the numbers up on the screen, he said, at a team meeting. And that the coach said something to the effect of, if you're not over 70, you know, you got problems. And this person's bottom line was, I trained harder. I put in the work. Because guess what? I'm going to go just a little bit deeper here. There's something called lactate threshold. So you can have someone with a high VO2 max who has a low lactate threshold, who's going to get beaten by someone with a lower VO2 max and a higher lactate threshold. It's as deep as I'm going, because I can feel your eyes glazing over. But the point is very important. With training, controlling so many other variables, diet, rest, variation, mental state, you can accomplish so much at the highest level. And I had, finally, one client. I used to have my clients when I was coaching triathletes go to the lab and get tested. And one of my clients who was the most successful at short course triathlon had the lowest VO2 max of most of my clients that I coached. But he trained harder, and his lactate threshold was super high. The ability to clear lactate, use it as a fuel to go faster, longer, even with a low VO2 max. All right? So there you have it. The best type of exercise is the type of exercise that you do consistently. I'm going to say it over and over again, that you enjoy, and I want you to mix that up. Of course, genetics play a role. And listen, these blood tests, science is awesome. I'm not totally dismissing it, but I'm dismissing what they're saying right now. Yes, I am. I am. I've never taken one of those tests, and I don't plan on anytime soon. And when you're telling people that you're not going to see results and that few may actually lose fitness, that's a problem. It's a huge problem to me. And you don't understand the basics of exercise science. And you're confusing people and you're not getting to the specifics. They're talking about VO2 max. So if you want to ride in the Tour de France and you're listening and you're 16 years old and your VO2 max is not super high, train hard. But if your goal is to lose weight, to get stronger, to be healthier, to benefit from all of the cognitive and physiological adaptations that comes from exercise, internal as well. Exercise. Don't listen to this noise. All right. Thank you so much for listening. My heart is coming down. So excited. Literally, like, sprinted into the studio to do this show. All right. Because this is everything. This is science. This is confusion. And this is motivation. Please rate the show. You need to rate the show. I feel like many of you have not. So please rate the show if you can, where you listen, leave comments. Super helpful. You want to reach out. Tom H. Fit is my Instagram and Twitter accounts. Tom H. Fit. Love to connect with you. If you want to ask questions, do it through there, as well as fitnessdisrupted.com. My newest book is The Micro Workout Plan, and I have a virtual gym that is being built as we speak. All my content from decades being put right there. Everything. Videos, articles, forum, everything. Exercises, hundreds in the library. And that's the gym where I want you to show up every day, unlike other gyms where it's sign up, now go the heck away. Thank you for listening. I obviously, you can hear in my voice how much I care and get just made crazy by this type of stuff. That's my job. I'm going to do it for you. You don't have to be confused. You don't have to read into the studies unless you want to. I will do it for you. All right? Because my goal is to help you have your best life. Thank you for listening. I am Tom Holland, exercise physiologist, certified sports nutritionist. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.